Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be talking about hatred. Hatred for the self, hatred for others, and where this comes from. And this is coming up because I received a question on Quora, which is really a forum for people to ask and answer questions. And one gentleman had asked me about how to go about handling this situation. So I thought I might use this as a jump-off point for this particular episode. We all have negative emotions, including anger, and sometimes it's pointed at ourselves, as in self-loathing, which I see a lot in my eating disorders clients, or in terms of hating the people around us. And the bottom line is that there's always a reason, a cause for why we feel the things that we feel. And to think otherwise is to be unfair to ourselves, actually. There's always a purpose also behind why it is that we have these emotions. So for my eating disorder people, many times they made themselves sick in order to get some attention from the people who they weren't able to get any attention from. For other people, it has a lot to do with the fact that they're crying out for someone to hear what it is that they have to say in some way, shape, or form. It always has to do with being heard. This is my experience anyway. So if you or if one of your kids is acting out in some way and they seem really, really angry or really, really hateful toward themselves or others, what really needs to happen here is that you need to listen better. You need to hear what they're saying without judgment. Because this is the thing, feelings are feelings. No one can do anything with the feelings other than to acknowledge them and work with them. I don't think you'd ever want to have someone tell you that you're not allowed to feel the feelings you feel, because they just are. It's part of the human condition, and they really are there to teach us things, if we would only allow ourselves to learn what it is. Now, obviously, as a hypnotist, I'm able to help people to get to the bottom of their causes for these issues, because a lot of this stuff is hidden in the subconscious mind, meaning that many times my clients really don't even know why they have these issues. They really have no clue. Because a lot of this stuff happened when they were in a hypnotic state and it was put into their subconscious mind because it was too hard to contend with the realities. This goes back to one of my clients I worked with ages and ages ago who lost his mom when he was 6 months old. And my God, the torture that this kid was placed under through the foster homes, the foster parents who just abused him in every way, shape, and form, and even worse, the so-called mental health programs that he was placed in to keep his younger siblings safe from his inappropriate behaviors at the time. Oh my God. If anyone had just sat there and told him that his mother didn't abandon him, that she died of AIDS, he would have had a whole different life. And yet that didn't occur until he was in my office when he was 16 years old. You can see his testimonials. His adopted parents had written those testimonials right after we did the work. when he was 16 years old. He's now 29 or so? I don't know. I can't do the math anymore. But anyway, it's been a long time. We did the work in 2005. Do the math, you'll figure it out. And his dad did one about a year and a half after the work, and he wrote one up on his own 8 years after we did the work, and I hadn't seen him even once in the intervening time. But I was in contact with his adopted parents over that period. You can find them at dawningvisions.com in the testimonial area of the website under BMN Lowell. There's no reason to carry this hatred around. There's no reason to harbor anger. I know from the research studies that have been done over the years that anger creates a lot of health issues. It really truly does. I mean, people die of heart attacks because they hold anger in so long. Autoimmune issues can become a part of anger as well. So I really do invite you to do something constructive if you have these feelings, or if you know that your children or someone close to you has these feelings, and get the appropriate help so that they no longer have to live that way, and so that they can have happy and fulfilling lives. Everyone deserves to have a happy and fulfilling life. However, some of us need a little bit more help in attaining it than others of us. Part of it, that's cultural. Part of it has to do with our family of origins. Part of it has to do with, I don't know, there's a lot of different things that go into it. Heredity, you know, if we have a family history of dealing with mental health issues, these all can play a part into it, as well as the environments in which we grew up in. So that is what I would like to share with you in terms of dealing with hatred and letting it go. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you'd go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.